This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Doug Karsh.
I like that candle, young man.
Thank you. I told you, I was saying earlier, I get the holiday spirit. So we got the balsam candle going.
You don't have to tell me, man. And it smells like Christmas in here. It's got that, like, you know, fir tree smell to it.
By the way, I usually, when we have the scented candle in here, generally blow it out and get it out of the studio by about 1:30.
Sure.
And so hope that the smell dissipates before 2.
I don't think he'd mind this one.
I'm never surprised at he minding anything.
Well, but I mean, typically, Mike has complained in the past about some of the sweeter smelling candles we've had. If there's like a pumpkin,
my grandmother's place in here.
It hates the pumpkin spice. I think he hates the cinnamon apple. Which, who the hell hates cinnamon apple smell? Maybe he doesn't hate it. But I knew that I'm pretty sure it was the pumpkin spice one he didn't like. So this one is it's apropos of the holiday season.
Okay, so the mock draft game, we just started it again, and Gator happened to be in the neighborhood and dropped in to bring Christmas gifts. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very much. I just realized that. Got this sitting in studio. Make sure it doesn't look like I'm leaning into one here today, but thank you.
So what if you do? Is Jimmy here?
Yes.
I didn't see him.
but also to play the mock draft game. So it's Todd's first mock 1.0. Off the board, the first pick, Cincinnati goes Joe Burrow. The Giants go Chase Young. Washington goes Jerry Jeudy. And the Miami goes Tua Tagovailoa, which is a bit of a surprise. I think Jeudy at 3 is a bit of a surprise. Not shockers, but now there's a lot to choose from for the Lions. I'm going to read some of these ticket texts, and then we will get to what our picks would be and tell you who the pick is. From LB in Ipsy, the pick is in. It's Jeffrey Okuda, cornerback from Ohio State. From Jared in San Diego, Jalen Hurts all day. From an unnamed texter, this is Motown, and nothing's badder than a Plymouth Cuda. With the 5th pick, the Detroit Lions select Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State. From Stan, with the 5th pick, the Detroit Lions select tight end Colby Parkinson. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, there it is.
Lions should draft J.K. Dobbins, can't miss running back prospect, and beef up the O-line with the next 2 picks. That's from Taylor. Jeffrey Okuda, cornerback Ohio State. Slay is going to be moved in the offseason. From an unnamed texter, Okuda or Simmons make me happy. I take Simmons personally. Unnamed texter, Derek Brown, defensive line, Auburn, biggest need by far. Gator, you're on the clock. Is the pick in?
Doug, the pick is in.
Okay.
With the 5th pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select defensive tackle Derek Brown, Auburn.
Okay.
Now, I say this because the last time the Lions had a really great defense, and Ndamukong Suh was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
A dominant defensive lineman. We know how great dominant defensive linemen can be. It doesn't have to be from the edge. You have to have somebody who's dominant and commands a double team so it frees up other guys. I think Derek Brown is that kind of guy. He's a monster. He's huge. He's athletic. And I think he is the maybe the next Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh.
Gator, the pick is in. With the 5th pick of the 2020 NFL Todd McShay mock draft, the Detroit Lions select Derek Brown, defensive tackle, Auburn.
Look at that.
For all the reasons you just said, right? I mean, the defense needs help. Best defensive lineman on the board. Run stuffer. I mean, I just think you take the best defensive player. They could use a defensive guy at every single level.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the best defensive player on the board. He's who I take.
Let me tell you something else about this draft, and before we hear what he has to say, who the Lions are going to take at 5.
Yep.
Lions are not going to pick at 5. Here's what the schedule is this week. Have you seen the schedule?
Oh, I know, yeah.
The Bengals play at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are looking at for that elusive 4th win.
I know. 4 is what we need to get.
They should beat the Bengals. You hope they beat the Bengals and get that. The other, of course, a great matchup. in Washington.
Yeah.
With the Redskins hosting the Giants. Both teams have three wins. Someone's going to win, you would think. Someone's going to get that fourth win. So, Lions are playing at Denver. I don't like the Lions' chances at Denver.
You're forgetting one thing. Lions are beating Green Bay in the season.
Well, there might be something to that game for Green Bay to try to play for home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
It doesn't matter. We know how this works. Okay. So, Kang, is the pick in?
All right, guys, the pick is in. And with the fifth overall pick, the Detroit Lions select defensive back Ohio State, Jeffrey Okuda.
Okay, I'm not going to get mad, honestly.
I'm not going to get mad. I thought that that's what he would say. Is it a need? 100%. Particularly if you're going to trade Darius Slay, you've got a screaming need as a cornerback. I could see it.
How about if you don't trade Darius Slay?
I'd prefer they not trade Darius Slay and build the defense.
Slay and Okuda? Slay has a year left. Remember all summer long, Slay and Damon Harrison doing the shadowed each other with their holdouts?
Right, neither of them really holding out. Yeah,
they both, neither of them went to OTAs or voluntary camps and stuff, and then they both showed up, and Damon Harrison got a new contract and Slay didn't. I really kind of wish those things were reversed, but what we don't know is what were the demands, right? I mean, maybe Slay's demands were through the roof. Does it feel like Slay and the Lions are kind of at loggerheads here a little bit, and maybe there's a damaged relationship?
Yes.
and so I hope that's not the case, because I want him to re-sign Slay. Now, the other thing you got to keep in mind is that generally the best corners in the league really start down after the age of 30. There's very few that are getting big money deals into their low to mid 30s. And he is, I believe, going to be 28 at the end of this contract. And so if he wants a long-term deal, unless it has some, you know, escape hatches, some ejector seats from the Lions perspective, and a lot of contracts do, you don't want him that deep into his 30s as a general rule. Well, there are exceptions to rules, but
I think when it comes to the 2020 draft, that the Lions are drafting no better than third. Okay, unless they get the second spot, you take Chase Young. Mm-hmm. But that's not likely to happen. It could happen. It's not likely to happen. Let's assume they're picking no better than third and no worse than sixth. All right, somewhere in that range. You can do whatever you want. Okay, you're going to make moves. The only things that I think will upset Lions fans is, of course, if they take a tight end. I think Lions fans would
do.
No, they wouldn't. I think they'd get bent out of shape, Lions fans would, if they took a wide receiver there. I wouldn't be thrilled. I wouldn't be happy with that. Wide receiver, running back, with that high of a pick, I wouldn't do it, because I think you can go to other positions and still grab really quality players at positions of need. Offensive line, that's a position of need. We hate to say it. And it's not necessarily rebuilding the line. It's adding to the line, because you're going to be losing some players. I mean, look, Rick Wagner was out again on Sunday. I don't know if you want to bring him back or not. I don't know if you want to bring back Taylor Decker to come back to the Lions fold. So an offensive line doesn't bother me if they do that. And then you're talking defensive line. No one's going to argue. You're talking about the hybrid in Simmons, where he's a safety linebacker. No one's going to argue about that. Picking a corner, no one's going to argue about that.
Yeah. I don't know that a trade to the Lions get that much if they pick third or fifth, at least not in this mock draft. But here's the other thing, the advantage of finishing third is we have a recent example of a team trading from 3 to 2. To do so, they gave up the pick at 3, 2/3, and a fifth to move up from 3 to 2. If that's the price tag to move from 3 to 2 and get Chase Young, I'm trading 2/3, a fifth, and a fifth. And the pick at 3, 2/3, and a fifth to move it, because that's what the Bears gave up to get Trubisky. There's a general belief that you have to give up more to get the quarterback. I don't know that that applies, because I think the Giants will very much want Chase Young. And so you might not be able to get it done for that price tag, but that's a recent example.
But keep this in mind, too. If the Lions pick at 3 and the Dolphins are picking it at say, 5 or 4, where anywhere behind the Lions, obviously, everybody thinks the Dolphins want to get a quarterback. Well, other teams want a quarterback as well. And if they value that quarterback more than the Dolphins, guess who they have to go through to get it? Oh, you want to pick ahead of Miami? Hello? And Miami may have to do that. Miami have to move up to do that. And Miami has multiple, I think they have 3 first-round picks in the draft.
Kang, do either of the, actually, let's do that when we come back. 102, if either of those two running backs make it to round 2 We will get to that today at 102. You're sticking around for the next hour?
Well, I may stick around for the next time. I'm curious to hear about what's going on here with the running backs.
97-1 the tick. Doug Karsh, Gator's got the day off, and he's here anyway.
What is this, a George Lynch Christmas? What do we got here?
I gotta give you credit.
You know what song this is?
It sounds like George Lynch or Dokken or something. What is this?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Does it say by who?
Dokken.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
I knew my George Lynch.
I know George Lynch is a forward from North Carolina.
34, right? Number 34?
Yeah, what is it? Mid-90s?
I would say that, yeah.
He went on to play with the Lakers?
He was in the timeout game.
Yeah, I was going to say early 90s.
Did he play? He went to play with the Lakers?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was like a lottery pick for the Lakers.
So he also played the guitar, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, guitar. Interesting. So Gator came in to drop off some Christmas gifts, and we've managed to rope him into another segment here. But you know what?
As soon as I heard draft, dude.
Right. Well,
it's like you throw the bat signal.
It's Todd McShay's mock draft version 1.0. Just for people just tuning in, with the fifth pick, the Detroit Lions select cornerback Ohio State Jeffrey Okuda. Neither you nor I would take Okuda if he was on the board and Derek Brown was on the board. We both take Derek Brown. If they go Okuda at this point, I'm not mad.
Not mad at all.
I mean, barring any drastic change in evidence, like a gas mask bong or something like that. You know, which
I don't care.
I don't. I'm sure I care that much anymore.
I hope
either.
Chase Young.
Something like that.
Smoke if you got him.
Well, I mean, criminal arrest record.
Well, I don't want that.
We don't need any of that. But these are equitable picks because they need help on the defense at every level. But then the question is, Kang, do J.K. Dobbins or Jonathan Taylor go in Todd McShay's first round?
One of them does. The other one is available in the second round.
I'm going to guess. Dobbins goes in the first.
I'm going to agree with you. I think there is so much national slight being paid to Jonathan Taylor. It's fantastic for the Lions if they want to draft a running back in the second round.
He was on my Heisman ballot. And
I think he should be. Mm-hmm. Not just yours, but everybody. He should have been on everybody's ballot.
Oh, he wasn't.
How many do you pick? What do you, when you pick Heisman, you just do top three or you go top four or
top,
five?
Top three.
Top three? Well, maybe wouldn't have been on my top three.
Yep.
Maybe not. But we can make the argument.
So anyway, which one of them goes?
Running back from Ohio State, J.K. Dobbins, goes 31 to the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, so slipping to the second round, potentially Jonathan Taylor. If you're going to tell me that they go Jeffrey Okuda, Jonathan Taylor, or Derek Brown, Jonathan Taylor in the first two rounds, yes, please.
Then I'm saying they're going to draft no worse than sixth in 2021.
Careful.
Improvement.
Don't bet.
Just trying to get better every day.
Don't bet 25 listeners a beer. You never know what you might be paying up here.
No, but that'd be a hell of a haul, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, let me throw out a couple other names of guys we have seen. Kang, what about the two defensive ends from the Big Ten, Epineza and Yetur Gross-Matos? Where do they end up going?
Epineza's got to be...
Gross-Matos goes last to the Baltimore Ravens, the 32nd pick overall.
We're in the 12 to 15 range, I'm guessing, for Epineza.
And he goes... Turn the page.
Oh, he's dropping. I know, I've done this. I've been on the other end of this, so it's kind of...
Turn the page again.
Doug, sometimes you miss the name and it's like...
You go, how'd I miss it?
29.
Wow.
New Orleans Saints.
Really?
Okay. I mean, again, players that could.
This is 1.0.
Flirt with the second. I don't care.
It's
the
most recent,
man. It's the most recent. It's players that are flirting with the second round. That can help you there.
Kenny Willick is still on the board.
Yes, he is. 248-539-9797.
Mr. High Motor. It'll be like a third round pick, third or fourth round pick.
He'll get drafted. I don't doubt that.
He'll play.
Let's go to Matt in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Matt.
Hey, boys. Happy Tuesday. Gator, did you forget that you didn't work today? Or
I had some stuff I had to do and dropping off some holiday cheer. And then I heard the magic words mock draft, and I thought I definitely want to come in.
He came running in.
So I'm actually good with Okuda, and I actually prefer him over Chase Rice. as constituted, because if we're rushing three guys next season, it doesn't matter if we have Chase Young or Mighty Joe Young, we're not getting to the quarterback. So we need help in the defense or on the defensive backside. And plus, if we draft Okuda, that tells me we're probably moving on from Slay, and we're probably going to get Slay for a late first, second-round pick. So that puts us back into the end of the first round. And I would love Jonathan Taylor, especially if Kerryon comes back. But even if he doesn't, that would be 100 times 100, even better than just getting Chase Young, is getting both Okuda to shore up a secondary and to start younger, and to have somebody who can run the ball consistently.
I'm not sure. Thank you, Matt. I'm not sure they can get a late first rounder for Darius Slay, but if they can, now let's work here, all right, with using McShay's as the template.
All right.
Jeffrey Okuda at 5. A.J. Epineza, late first round. Jonathan Taylor, the beginning of the second round.
That sounds like a real nice 1-2-3 combo.
Now, would I rather have Slay or Epineza? Probably Slay.
I'd rather have a Slay. I think we are in the minority on that feeling, though. I think there's a lot of people. There's a groundswell, Doug. A groundswell of opinion that people are kind of done with Darius Slay. They think he's overrated. They think he's maybe on the downside of his career, and it's not worth having him around. And if you're not going to give him a contract, if you're not going to give him a contract extension, the likelihood of him holding out might be huge. If Matt Patricia comes back, is he going to want to play for Matt Patricia? If Patricia's coming back, I have a feeling they're trading him. Because if Patricia's coming back, that means Quinn's coming back. Mm-hmm. And Quinn's going to get rid of him.
It seems likely at this point.
A lot of dominoes have to fall.
There's a lot of dominoes that have to fall before any move is made. Look, you know, if you can get a late first rounder, I'm far more open to it. Do you think they'll get a late first rounder for Darius Slay?
No.
I don't either. For a one-year rental. I mean, a team won't take him unless they think they can sign him, unless they think he's worth signing. But I feel like at best we're talking about a second-round pick.
No, if you were talking before the trade deadline, could they have gotten a first? They might have been able to at the trade deadline, but that came and went, and now you're right. It's a one-year rental unless you can sign into an extension, and you could sign into an extension. But from the Lions' standpoint, it's not a position of strength. It's a position of weakness because it is just 1 year. But does that mean you can get a second-round pick? You probably get a second-round pick, but I wouldn't do it.
Kang, any thoughts on this mock draft or anything that's been said? Or would your pick be?
My pick would be Simmons, the linebacker.
Yeah,
a hybrid linebacker or safety. I wouldn't take a defensive tackle, although my second pick would be Okuda. But listen, if Tua falls to 5 or 6, if they, you know, where they're projected to take in this mock draft, 5, I'd take Tua.
Here's the thing about Simmons. Isaiah Simmons is the hybrid, play safety. They think he can play linebacker.
He's like 235 pounds.
Swiss Army knife. He fits one of the prototypical descriptions of what Matt Patricia's looking for. So you can take it for what it's worth. You might not think Patricia should be the coach. You might not think he will be the coach. But if he is the coach, Isaiah Simmons very well could be the pick because of his versatility and because how much value they seem to put on that.
He can blitz. He can cover. That's a guy that you can definitely use in all aspects of the defensive game, and they need defense, obviously. I would just like to say that 50% of the texts that came through were saying tight end.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to throw that out.
It's the freshest
joke.
I do wonder how many of these people think they're the first to send that joke.
Every one of them.
Yes, we get it. You're scared they're going to take... that's my ribs. It comes over. This joke comes over.
Oh, that's rich.
All the time. Absolutely, all the time, all day, every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.